Shalom Aleichem. Our question today is, when it comes to Tisha B'Av, what should we be spending our time on and what should we not be spending our time on? So we're going to start with the Shulchan Aruch on this. We'll start talking about what should not be learned. Typically, we have a default learning Torah when anyone is not doing anything else productive. Agisa bo yomam v'layla. We're koveitim l'Torah. We have set times to learn. And in excess of that, when we have other time, it should be used productively. Vagisa bo yomam v'layla, learning Torah day in, day out. However, when it comes to Tisha B'Av, we have restrictions on what we are permitted to learn. So the Shulchan Aruch in Or HaChaim Siman Taf Kuf Nun Dal, it says at the beginning as follows: when it comes to Tisha B'Av, we are not permitted to, for the most part, learn Torah. Asr Likras B'Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim, we cannot be learning Tanakh, most of it at least. L'shanash B'Mishnah, we don't learn Mishnah, we don't Gemara, we don't learn Midrashim, B'Medrash, B'Gemara, B'Halachas, V'Agadas, V'Chule. Why not? Because the Pasuk says, Pikudei Hashem Yesharim Mesam Chaylev. The mitzvahs, the Torah, they are mesameachas. This is not a time for simcha. And the real problem with simcha is that when we're happy, we're focusing on the simcha, we would not be focusing on what we need to be focusing on Tisha B'Av, which is the Avelu. So it's going to be a major distraction. It's going to detract from the day. We need to focus on the Avelus of the day, and not when it comes to learning the happiness that it causes us. Now, there's an interesting question. We typically have the halacha of Agisa Bo Yomam V'Layla, learn all the time. There are certain things that we'll talk about shortly that you can learn on Tisha B'Av. So is there still a halacha that Agisa Bo Yomam V'Layla we should be learning on Tisha B'Av as well? Day in, day out, make the time productive, but obviously with the things that you're permitted to learn on Tisha B'Av? Or does that halacha of learning Torah, Agisa Bo Yomam V'Layla, simply not apply? And if you learn what's permitted to learn, it's a reshus, you're allowed to do it. However, there's no obligation of Talmud Torah on the day of Tisha B'Av. So this is a machlokas in the postgame. One view is that the mitzvah of Agisa Bo Yomam V'Layla that applies the rest of the year simply does not apply on Tisha B'Av. And accordingly, somebody is permitted to learn the difficult things, of the bad things that we're permitted to learn, but it is not an obligation. You're allowed to. It's a reshus. On the other hand, there are those who are of the view, V'yishachogim alzeh, says the Piskei Tshuvas, you can't have a rabbinic decree to come say we cannot learn on Tisha B'Av that would override something that is deraisa, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Accordingly, there is still a mitzvah of Agisa Bo Yomam V'Layla, still a mitzvah of Talmud Torah on the day of Tisha B'Av, and we'll talk about what you can learn. Nonetheless, af elu le'elu asorvim shemitzvah Talmud Torah b'yom zeh reshus, even according to the opinion that learning on Tisha B'Av is not obligatory, but it is allowed, it's a reshus. Nonetheless, we are not allowed to be involved in things that will take our minds off of the Avelus of the day. That's why we don't learn Torah, because we have to focus on the Avelus. Accordingly, reading, for example, newspapers and history books and philosophy books and whatever else will distract from the day and get our minds off the Avelus, that would be prohibited. And even after Chatzos Hayom, midday, approximately 1 o'clock, depending on where you are in the world, but remember that's typically around 1 o'clock in Eretz Yisrael and Los Angeles, but everyone should look up their own chart. Even after Chatzos Hayom in the afternoon, still we have limitations. If you wanted to peek at something like that, a newspaper or a history book, a peek maybe would be allowed, a very cursory glance, but nothing more than that. And especially if it's something that brings you enjoyment, it would absolutely be prohibited. So it's only after Chatzos and a quick glimpse when necessary, and if it doesn't bring you happiness, any simcha oneg, then possibly there's a heter for that, but it's really a short glimpse with all those other provisos. So we've said that the day is not a time for Limud HaTorah. For the most part, we're not allowed to learn. And we're also, if you can't learn, you also shouldn't be doing other things of enjoyment to yourself, other things that are going to distract you from the avelus of the day. So what can you learn? So the next seif in the Shulchan Aruch says it is permitted to learn Medrash Eicha. That's obviously, that's a medrash written on the Megillah of Eicha, and various gemaras that deal with avelus and the Churban, Beis HaMikdash, the story of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa and Gittin. Those would be permitted because those are all about avelus. They're not going to be distracting us from the avelus of the day. They're going to focus us on the avelus of the day. And similarly, if it's a history book that talks about the challenges, the difficulties that Klal Yisrael has about the Churban and about the Holocaust and the various pogroms, those would all be items that would be appropriate for the day of Tisha B'Av. Now, there's a Me'iri, and we're going to leverage the Me'iri. It's a Moed Katan that says, V'yira li shalo nesru divrei Torah la'avel hela derech limud v'gir. So it appears to me, says the Me'iri, talking about when somebody's sitting in Avelus during Shiva, that learning of Torah is prohibited when it comes to really learning and delving into the Gemaras and Mishnah and the various texts. Aval la'ayen b'sfarim ha'me'oririn libo shel adam l'tshuva. However, texts that will inspire somebody to repent, to do tshuva, that would not be prohibited. V'lo'od el sharoi la'sosachin. In fact, it is wise to do such a thing. Mikan yira shenagua kol bekach. And apparently this is the basis that people, even though when they are not permitted in limud haTorah, for example, when somebody is during Shiva, but if it's a type of sefer that will inspire us, that will bring us to do tshuva, that would not be included in the prohibition. That's what the Me'iri says. So based on that, there are poskim who say as follows, that and it's brought in the Pesukei Tshuvos, the Aruch HaShulchan says this, V'apiza nilma lahatir la'ayen b'sifrei Musar. It could be based on this that even on Tisha B'Av, it would be permitted to learn Musar Svarim, Musar V'yira, Svarim that bring us onto Yira Shamayim, and to read biographies of Tzadikim, because those inspire us to Tshuva. They can inspire us even more than Musar Svarim, so the biographies of Tzadikim that will inspire us to do better in our lives. However, that is only if it's not based on learning of Torah, meaning if it's quoting of psukim and chazals and the like, that would be problematic. If it's Musar Sfarim that is not strictly based on the learning of Torah and psukim of chazals, then it would be acceptable. Stories of tzaddikim not based on drushas and the like, that would be permitted. But there's going to be a thin line or a gray area between what is permitted and what's going to go into the real realm of Torah learning that would be prohibited. And even when there are drushas that are given, if it's drushas that are given to bring musar to people, to inspire people, that's good, that's great, that's appropriate. However, if those drushas are based on learning of Torah, the parts of Torah that should not be learned, psukim, drushas, and the like, that would border on being problematic, even if it is inspiring and bringing on to tshuva. So it's a very gray area, what is permitted, what is not permitted. And the two key points are that we shouldn't be learning things that bring a simcha. And the flip side of that, number two, is that the key is focus on the avelus, so things that are going to take away from the focus of an avelus, those are going to be problematic areas. Mirtz Hashem, this should be the last Tisha B'Av that we have. Have a nice day. Thanks so much for listening.